That's all the question mark.
That's all. That's question mark. Right, okay. Yes, the fact is we know what Scripture says about both of those. I mean, like ghosts, you know, according to Scripture, demons posing as people who have passed away. We see this in 1 Samuel. Mm-hmm. The only exception to this was actually seen in 1 Samuel when Saul went to the witch or medium of Endor and asked to call up Samuel. And when she got the real deal instead of the fake article she'd been used to, it actually terrified her. And the veil between those who have been passed away and, you know, went to be with the Lord was actually pulled back for a moment here by God himself for a purpose, to reiterate to Saul how the kingdom of Israel had been torn from his hands. And this last act he did when God did not answer him anymore just proves Saul was just no longer worthy to be king. And not long after, you know, after he died, and so did everyone in his line, except for a boy who was, you know, dropped as an infant. His, you know, his feet actually got smashed and became unable to walk. But David remembered his promise to Jonathan to be good to his line, so David took the boy in. But the point here is that God showed through this that only he allows things to be revealed in that way. The rest is false. And scriptures talk about angels and demons constantly. I mean, like, the angel of the Lord is the term, it's the Old Testament term for God himself. And then there are messenger angels like Gabriel, warrior angels like those who guarded Eden when Adam and Eve were kicked out. And, of course, Michael, the archangel responsible for the armies of heaven. And the Bible actually warns about those angels who fell with Satan and how even Satan himself tries to pass himself off as an angel of light to deceive. So, yeah, I'm definitely a firm believer in angels and demons being real, but ghosts, yeah, not so much.